We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Murphy and Mark Kelso with us this morning from the Bills Radio Network. And
Mark Kelso, let's start with you, Mark. Yesterday, really not a lot you can point to that went right for the Bills. Was there any bright spot in their game?
Yeah, I don't know if I could find one yesterday. I mean, the good news is if you can look for a silver lining, is it's never as bad as you think it is when you go into the film room and start to pick it apart, because it's not the same guy every time. It's just little mistakes. It's angle of entry. It's the depth of alignment. It's just, you know, the awareness of certain situations. So they're all correctable things. They're things that they can go in the film room and fix, and they've got to do it, and they've got to show some resiliency. I mean, every team faces adversity, and they're facing a little bit of adversity now, but I think they have the leadership in the room to be able to handle it. But they've got to find a way to come back and put together a really great effort next week in L.A.
John, now you're with us. You know, this total collapse yesterday, where do you think they begin in trying to correct this?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no shortage of places to look, but I would start with defense. I would start with run defense in particular, and for some reason, the last two games, they've really had a heck of a time tackling. You know, they're just not tackling well, including the Jets game 11 days ago. And that's got to be a concern, because that was the strength of the team through the first seven games of the year. So I guess I would start with that, figuring out a way to, you know, shut down teams as best you can, to tackle well. You know, that's sort of a fundamental thing. It's a type of thing you really don't want to spend a lot of time with live tackling in practice, if any, but you do have to get back to the basics and look for that. And then they have to figure out whether or not they can run the ball, because that has been their bread and butter for a couple of years.
Hey, Mark, on that Bills defense, can you say they've had a bad couple of games, or have they been exposed here because the turnover luck has kind of run out?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that comes in bunches at times, and they were really tops in the league, I think, second in the NFL in a plus-minus ratio there. I think they were plus 11 going into yesterday's game. But it's something they get to continue to work on, that, there's no question. I mean, there's things that they need to do with that front seven to be a little bit more effective, and they know what those things are. They've just got to go back and study the film and make those corrections. I think there's some times, like there were some times yesterday when the Saints defensive line, we would run a particular way, they'd slant their line that way, and sometimes it's a strategic play, because if you're slanting one way and the opposition runs the other way, you may have trouble defending that play. But they were slanting into where we were trying to run, and when they did that, they just kind of swallowed up LeSean McCoy. And that's some of those things. Maybe they want to do some of those things more, or move their defensive alignment a little bit differently, or just tweak their philosophy just slightly. But I think it's more about what John mentioned too. It's about tackling. It's about wrapping guys up, and it's about guys being in the spots where they need to be. And again, it could be the difference between lining up if you're a linebacker at 4 yards or 4.5 yards. And if you get just a little bit deeper, you'll be able to take the right angle on that offensive lineman and make the play, as opposed to him getting to your outside shoulder and preventing you from getting to the running back.
Hey, John, Nate Peterman was brought in late in the game to replace Tyrod Taylor, and he gets a touchdown. Is there a quarterback controversy?
I don't think so yet, no. I mean, I know there are some segments of the fan base that will be ready to make the switch, but I think that'd be premature. They do need better play from Tyrod Taylor. There's no question about that. They need him to make more difficult throws. They need him to challenge secondaries with throws into coverage a little bit. It's a lot of the same issues they've had with Tyrod, but I like Nathan Peterman. I like what he's done so far, and he looked pretty good yesterday, but I don't think they're going to be ready to make that switch yet. Sean McDermott said in his post-game press conference yesterday, Tyrod Taylor is our quarterback, so I believe he'll stay that way. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out the rest of the way.
I'm choosing to stay optimistic. Two losses in a row, but the Bills are still in a playoff spot as of this morning. Mark, a win next week can kind of turn this whole narrative around again, right?
Yeah, I mean, and they've got it. I think, again, they have the leadership in the in the building to be able to do it, and they've got to go and correct the problems. I think the coaches probably mentioned yesterday in post-game press conference, which I didn't see, but I'm guessing they're saying that they're correctable problems, obviously, and there's things that they can do and things that they've got to get back to that template to enable them to be successful in those early weeks, and that's being able to take the ball away, limiting teams and not giving up big plays. Yesterday, too many big plays given up, certainly, and they had real success. The Saints did on third down, so they got to get back to those things, and they've got to get back to running the football because that opens up everything for this offense. And LeSean McCoy is your most dynamic player. You've got to get the ball in his hands and see what he can do in the open field. And I think that'll provide some favorable results for the offense.
John and Mark, we'll talk to you next Friday morning as they get ready for the LA Chargers. John Murphy and Mark Kelso from the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.